I see Shelley Klein. There she is. I can see her out there. Hi, Shelley. Shelley is here with the Pittsburgh Concert Society. And it's, gosh, it's been at least 15 years that we've had the pleasure of working with Pittsburgh Concert Society to amplify their work in encouraging young artists who are pursuing the craft of music as part of their lives. Some might be going on to professional music careers. In other cases, these are young artists who simply have reached the incredible heights. I was going to say the top of their game, but artists are always growing. And today, we're going to hear from a Mount Lebanon High School senior. He's 17, and his name is Alexander Fu.
Thank you.
Alexander Fu playing for you. Tell me about the piece you just played.
Yeah, this is a piece. I won't say the French name because I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's by Claude Debussy, and it's basically Isle of Joy. And essentially, it's basically inspired by French painting, and Claude Debussy wanted to, like, the painting is about some travelers, a group of people traveling to the birth site of Aphrodite, the goddess of love. And so he basically reimagined that painting in this piece.
Well, it was just beautiful. One thing is, you were listening that you probably couldn't detect is the number of times you were crossing your hands as you played. Is that called for in the way the piece is written, or is that a choice that you make?
The piece, technically, it's pretty much called for in the sense that you need to cross your hand to keep the melody like sounding the way it does, and
it would be very difficult otherwise. It was fascinating to watch you. There were times when your hands were very close together, almost as if you had 10 fingers on one hand as you played. And it's got to be hard to, was it hard to develop the technical skills to do that kind of piece?
Yeah. When I started learning this piece, it's really a technically demanding piece, in my opinion, but slowly, like, I love the piece personally a lot, and like the more I played, the more it just became natural, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I know you have two more pieces. I would like very much to get them in. So before we go to your second piece, I'm curious when you began playing and who you currently are studying with, and if you know what you're going to be doing after high school.
Yeah. I started playing piano probably, when I was 6 years old. And currently I study at CMU with Miss Song Im Kim. And after high school, I'm not too sure what I'm going to be doing, but I hope to continue playing the piano. But maybe I might want to go into maybe like math or physics. And that's kind of what I'm leaning towards right now.
Yeah, and as you know, you're not alone in that regard. Even there are a lot of accomplished musicians that have other primary occupations, and it's tough to figure out what you want to do as you approach graduation. Well, next you have a piece from Beethoven, is that correct? Or what would you like to play next?
I would like to change things a little bit up.
Absolutely.
And I want to play a piece by Kapustin, and it's a really cool piece, which you'll see, but it's basically like a jazz and classical, like, mixture fusion, if you would say, Nikolai Kapustin.
I can't wait here. Again, it is Alexander Fu.
Thank you.
Alexander Futh, that was fun. I'm glad you chose to play it. There's such drive in that particular song or composition. Do you like to play other styles of music in addition to classical?
Yeah. Well, the piece I just played, Capustin, I really enjoy playing that piece, though it's... And I do play a lot of other classical pieces, but I do primarily dabble in, like, classical music. I mean, with my school orchestra, we play some modern, like, film music and stuff, but that's essentially all interactions I have with...
It's wonderful to listen to you. I know your parents are here today. Is there anybody you... We mentioned... your teacher, is there anybody else you would like to acknowledge or mention?
Yeah, I mean, thanks to, I would like to thank my mom and my dad for supporting me on my music education. They have consistently provided me with all the opportunities I could ask for in my music education throughout my years. So shout out to them.
Excellent. And I really am very appreciative of your being here. I know people, as they listen, are really enjoying what you have, what you're offering. A question I have for you is, you mentioned the school orchestra. Are you part of the orchestra or any other music organizations in school?
Yeah, I'm actually quite active. Like in the school orchestra, I play the violin actually. And I'm also a violinist in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. And I also played piano a little bit for the school band, but that's more of like a one-off thing. But.
And why do you think it's important to have music programs in school?
Well, for one thing, I personally enjoy playing the piano, but it is a little lonely sometimes. And I feel like I made a lot of my friends just through various music programs, and plus you get to learn more like collaborative abilities, and many of my friends are made through different like orchestras and stuff and like chamber music ensembles, and it's really important, I think.
Thank you. Yeah, it goes beyond just the art in of itself. If you're collaborating with somebody making music, it is a good way of learning how to collaborate to do other things too, I think. So this is Alexander Fu. Before your final piece, anything else you would like to say that you didn't get a chance to?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me on this show. I'm really appreciative of this opportunity. And for my friends who might be listening, you know, check this show out.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And also thank you to the Pittsburgh Concert Society. You can learn more about their excellent work at pittsburghconcertsociety.org. I mentioned Shelley Klein, one of their board members, is here today. How will you close? What are you going to play next?
Yeah, I have one more piece. It's Beethoven's one of the three major sonatas, Waldstein. I will say this one is more of a slightly work in progress, but I will hopefully play a pretty good performance today. I hope so, at least, and I hope everybody enjoys it.
Well, thank you for sharing it with us here again, Alexander Fu.
Thank you.
Alexander Fu, if that's a work in progress, I can't wait to hear when you feel it's perfect, because that sounded perfect. Thank you for being with us today. And thanks again to the Pittsburgh Concert Society. Learn more about them at pittsburghconcertsociety.org.